It's great to have you with us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line, and we're so thankful for you calling in today and being a part of our study here in the Word of God. We've really been enjoying this series on in reflection of God's Word, and I pray that it's having an impact in your daily life. If you've missed any part of this lesson series, you can go to our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com and download it. Now, turn with me to James chapter 1, verse 22. You must be doers of the word, and not only hearers who mislead themselves. In the past two lessons, we've been talking about God's word being like a mirror that we gaze upon and see ourselves in reflection of the Holy Spirit as God's light shines, and we see ourselves for who we are and recognize the plan and the purpose of God in His perfect will. I pray that that word has been a blessing to you, but I hope more so that it's having an effect in your life. And here in this particular scripture here in verse 22 of the book of James chapter 1, it's talking about not just being hearers, but doers. Because if you don't become a doer of God's word, you're misleading yourself. All the insight, all the teaching, all the guidance of the Holy Spirit, everything the Lord does to try to help us to make corrections in our life and make plans for the future is lost if we don't carry out the message, live out the message. You know, I can't tell you how many people that have listened to messages, been taught the word, or I've taken into personally into my life from someone else the word of God, and it's gone to naught because it hasn't been carried out. And later on, as I look at that person or I look at myself, I recognize somewhere down the road, hey, God tried to tell me to make corrections, to take different steps earlier, and I just ignored it. I thought there'd be another chance of time, or I just didn't think it's so serious to address the issue right now. And either I had to pay for it, or that individual I saw who had ignored the Word of God, they were paying for it. The results of that lack of recognizing the wisdom God's word. Be a doer of the word. Live out the word. Otherwise, you mislead yourself. You know, when you go to get yourself ready in the morning and you look at the mirror and you start, let's say you've already bathed, whatever, you're in front of the mirror, you're getting set for the day, clean yourself up. What good is that mirror if you don't take advantage of it? If you don't gaze upon it and actually gain insight to how do I look? Well, that's what the Word of God, through the light of the Holy Spirit, is to us. It's a mirror. And if we will gain insight and check it out, check us out spiritually, it will really help us out in our daily living for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But how many times do we really take advantage of it? You know, there's Christian after Christian after Christian going to churches, listening to messages like this, and just listening. That's kind of what they're saying to themselves. And they're not looking at themselves through the Word. They're not allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to them. They're not taking inventory. They're not letting the mirror reflect and help them to say, whoa, I look like that? Amen? We need to be a generation of doers of the Word, living out the gospel, to reflect the gospel to this world. To reflect the gospel to this world. Why is that? Because the world sees us for who we are. And sometimes our word is cheap. And we talk about doctrines, and we talk about this, and we talk about how perfect our statement of faith is. But we don't live out the gospel. We don't let the love of God rule in our hearts. And so our witness is lost. How powerful it would be if we, the church, each and every one of us, lived out the gospel, expressed it, and began to show the love of God. Too many of us are worried about the litmus test of what our doctrine is. Too many of us are worried about how perfectly we, carry out every letter of some statute or constitutional apparatus within our denominations. And we're missing out the whole point of what God wants us to do, and that's be like Jesus. Love the Lord with all our heart and soul, minister in love to those around about us, and show forth the powerful message of God's redeeming grace to this world. We're missing it when we just debate within ourselves or debate with others, what is the word? What is this? What is that? You know, and try to stake a claim for the perfect little litmus test that proves that I'm a Christian. By the fruit of God's Spirit, by the love of God being lived out of your life, that's how people will know that you're a Christian. Look at verse 23. Those who hear but don't do the word are like those who look at their faces in a mirror. They look at themselves, walk away, and immediately forget what they were like. Isn't that the truth? How many times have we looked at God's word for what it's trying to say to us as he ministers to us, and we just kind of walk away and forget it all just a few minutes later? You know, we have wonderful services. We'd like to talk about how wonderful that service was that I was at last night at church, or how great that Sunday morning time together was in song and praise and worship. And then we go outside and we cuss and we yell and we get mad and we get arrogant and we get foolish and we show everything contradictory to what 1 Corinthians 13 and what the fruit of the Spirit is supposed to be all about. Amen or oh me. It's truth, isn't it? You know, I get what I get from the house of God and in my personal time of devotion in order to correct, encourage, and set the right agenda for my life and to get right with God so that I can be a reflection of his love through the word. But when I do not live out the gospel, and when I'm not showing that love, and when I'm not showing that reflection, and when I'm doing something contradictory, I've just wasted that time in church. I've just wasted that time in devotion. I've just wasted that time in study. Come on. It's the truth, isn't it? And each and every one of us have been there. You know, I don't care who you are. You know, you've had tested. You've been tested and tried. And sometimes you've been found not to be what you should be. But you know something? Don't give up. Don't say it's over. Hey, we make mistakes. But let's correct them. Let's get on course. Let's become consistent in our walk with Christ. And let's see the benefit of the work of the Holy Spirit at work and at action in our lives. Look at verse 25. But there are those. Hey, did you notice that? But there are those who study the perfect law, the law of freedom, and continue to do it. They don't listen and then forget, but they put it into practice in their lives. They will be blessed in whatever they do. Isn't that comforting? There are those. There are those. And you can be one of those. One of those who live out the perfect law of liberty and walk in the power of the gospel and express the love of Jesus Christ. And you don't forget what you've heard. You don't forget what you've read. You don't forget what you've heard. Read whatever it might be, and you have become the believer Christ wants you to be. You practice it out. Amen. You live it out, the gospel of the kingdom. You know, practice makes perfect. You know, I don't care if it's basketball, football, soccer, whatever sport you engage yourself in, practice sets the tone for how you will succeed in a game, in an actual live game, in a contest. And practicing out your faith, getting the word in your heart, living out the gospel, and being allowed to live out true to form, however rough it might be, is the best way to get it right. Might take baby steps, but if you'll do it, God will reward you. Look at verse 26. If those who claim devotion to God don't control what they say, They mislead themselves. Their devotion is worthless. True devotion, the kind that is pure and faultless before God the Father, is this: to care for orphans and widows in their difficulties and to keep the world from contaminating us. What is the believer? They are someone who lives out the life of Christ the best they can, through the work of the Holy Spirit, now Jesus to be reflected through their lives. Walking in pureness, walking in holiness, walking in the love of God, and sharing Jesus' love to this world. We care for the orphans. We minister to those who are in difficulty. We help the world. We don't allow the world and its hardness and egotistical nature, its self-deluded devices, and its, lack of faith to destroy us, to consume us. We become progenitors of hope. We become servants of the Lord, and we share Jesus' love to those around about us in a way that bears fruit of the fact that He has been at work in our lives and cares and ministers to the one we come in contact with in our personal lives. I want to have that true devotion. That true devotion that shows that I've not just been with the Lord, but I'm trying to live out this life of Christ, this devotion to Him. And I want to share with the orphans, and I want to share with the widows, and I want to minister to those in this world the really true nature of who Jesus is. And that is love personified. And when I live out a life of love that is personified with Him being the core element of it, things get done that are tremendous. Lives get changed. Hearts are touched. And we see miracles. God wants your life to be that which is lived out and sees miracles, sees lives changed, sees in your personal walk you reach the goals that He wants you to attain to, and see the blessing and the prosperity of God in every avenue of your life. Today, would you get serious about taking God's Word in and allowing the reflection of God's Word through the inside of the Holy Spirit to have an effect in your life so that you can be the blessing that you can be and an instrument of righteousness and love to this world. Amen? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that this word would be touched to the hearts and the lives of each one, engraved if necessary, into the hearts and minds of those who've heard it, and that it takes root and it begins to grow and it becomes a seed that becomes alive, and lives are changed, altered for the benefit of God's glory and for those around about in this world who we're trying to share Jesus' love to. I pray for those going through struggles. I pray for those going through trials. I pray for those who just can't seem to live it out, that they would begin to see the anointing of God to help them to carry it out and to see the victory of God and see the blessings of Christ, and that the difficult times will be temporary. Times of heartache will be temporary. And they'll begin to see the victory of Christ. Whether spiritually, financially, physically, relationally, or in any way, it might be seen that they're having difficulty, heartaches. I pray the Word of God would become alive, and that You would show the fruit of Your hand in their hearts and lives, Your grace being overflowing in their lives, and seeing the outgrowth of God's miraculous love, blessing and touching each and every one in a supernatural way. I pray for backs to be healed, hearts that are broken to be made whole, lives that are shattered for rebirth. I pray, God, Your supernatural mercy today, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, thank You for the insight of Your word. Thank You for coming to me and showing me, Lord, I don't want to just walk away from the mirror and not take in what I see and make the right corrections that are necessary. Get rid of the blemishes. Get rid of those things that are hindering me from being the person I can be that can reflect God's love and share Jesus with my generation. In Your precious name I pray. Amen and amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, sing it with me if you can. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. His Holy Spirit is here to minister to you. His Holy Spirit wants to touch you. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 precious Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious healing side. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Draw us nearer. Help us to reflect your love, Lord, today. Help us to be a blessing for you today. Help us to be wholly affixed to you, to allow you to just pour through us, God, and help us to transmit your love to this generation. Amen. Hope that you are blessed today. God bless each and every one of you for being with us today. Please call us if you need us at Covenant of Grace Ministry, 646-926-0401, or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. God bless you, and thank you for being with us today on the prayer line.